I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Happy Wednesday, everybody. Corzo, of the Sundays with Corzo sports talk show from 10 to noon here on 830 WCCO, in for Chad Hartman, who we heard is golfing for the first time in a long time. Good for Chad, I know. As an avid golfer myself, if I suffered some sort of an injury where I couldn't play, that would drive me crazy. So I'm glad about that.
Yeah, he was able to play a little bit over the weekend, he told me, and was giving it again another shot today. Not playing quite how he wants to play.
Yeah, none of us ever are.
No, that's a very good point.
You know, I brought a bunch of my cousins, my nephews out when they were in town, and they weren't golfers. And somebody asked one of my nephews, how good is Scott as a golfer? And he goes, for as much as he plays, not as good as I thought he'd be. That is a true statement. That is an unbelievable true statement. It is. Oh, my nephews give me grief all the time. I get a kick out of it. It is pretty funny. This mic is doing some weird stuff here. There we go. I don't know if you heard this, but one, that it is the 18th anniversary of the final episode of The Sopranos. So that kind of got me thinking about TV. And the other story that I'm going to talk about now really got me thinking about TV, because a 900-pound meth bust in Minneapolis by the feds makes us all think about what? Walter White.
Of course.
Breaking Bad.
It's a lot of meth for Walter to even have.
You know, I mean, he had that really fancy, you know,
Gus Fring
built the big, huge, beautiful thing
underneath the laundromat. Yep.
Yeah, until then he blew his face off. You know, he at the end of the day, Walter White or one of his minions blew half of Gus's face off, if I remember that correctly. Or was that the other guy, the old guy? The old guy in the wheelchair, the other.
Well, I think he was in on it because they had the bomb planted under his wheelchair.
Yes,
and he was saying, if it gets Gus, I'm willing to go too.
Yeah. So this bust, which is on the front page of the paper, it's wild. A federal searches conducted in 8 places around the Twin Cities metro area last week were sparked by the discovery of more than 900 pounds of methamphetamine in a Burnsville storage unit, according to an indictment filed Tuesday. The raids were authorized by a judge May 30th as part of an investigation into a drug trafficking organization. These new searches took place after a prior and unrelated search of the storage unit turned up concealed vials of crystal methamphetamine estimated to be worth $22 million to $25 million, the court filing said. So they were doing some other search for some other reason, and they came upon this meth that appears. And so they said, well, we better search some more places, apparently attracted to it. And kind of the other twist on this story is that when they were raiding these other 8 places, they were drawing protesters, and the protesters thought that these federal agents were doing these raids to bag unlawful illegal aliens, which Trump's been doing a lot of lately, okay? And so they're raiding this thing when these guys are trying to find some more meth and find that the drug dealer that is meth. But it also is a reminder of, if you watch Breaking Bad, what was one of their huge problems with the meth industry? They had too much money. Remember that? His wife could, I don't know if you watched, did you watch all of Breaking Bad?
Yeah, I've watched it twice.
Yeah, so, you know, so Skylar, mm-hmm. who, you know, wasn't part of it for a while, and then until she was,
yep.
you know, eventually you become a part of it. And her job was to because they couldn't launder the cash. It's a cash business, by the way. You're not giving somebody a credit
you
card.
You don't write personal checks for that?
Dude, you do not write personal
Venmo
checks.
Venmo works?
No. So obviously she was responsible for laundering the money. They buy a car wash and they bought some other businesses. And if any of you've seen Ozark,
Yes, I have.
We've all seen these shows. That talks a lot about money laundering, mm-hmm. where you just buy as many businesses as you can.
Funnel it all through those.
And you spend a lot of money on them and make an argument that that's where all this cash came from. And Skylar, remember, she takes him into the storage unit and pulls off the blanket.
Yep.
And she said, I've earwigs aren't in here. It's caught you. And she goes, I don't know what, there's nothing we can do with it. I think most of that money burned up or went away or something like that on that. But anyway, this drug bust is something else. There's more to it. It sounds like a movie. Like I said, first of all, they find this place with 900 pounds of methamphetamine estimated to be worth 22 to 25 million. That's what they start with. So then they start searching other places. And they're getting protested because people think they're ICE and they're not. They're DEA people trying to find drugs. And so the search is carried out June 3rd in Burnsville, Bloomington, Invergrove Heights, Lakeville, Minneapolis, and Northfield started at 6 a.m. and culminated in a tumultuous encounter between protesters and law enforcement at the restaurant. The crowd clashed with officers over worries an immigration raid was underway.
Yeah, now, Lake Street.
There is some really interesting. The details contained in the indictment reveal the impetus for the searches was a desire to seize evidence related to a large and ongoing investigation. Okay, we got all that. Agents in the court filing said the searches of a Northfield residence turned up two gold-plated firearms with adornments similar to other weapons used by and seized from narcotics traffickers. In a search at the Burnsville business, agents seized portraits of fictional drug trafficker Tony Montana, famously portrayed by Al Pacino in the 1983 Scarface movie.
Hello to my little friend.
I think this needs to be a movie someday. I know we've got a lot of movie producers here in Minnesota. Somebody ought to be going to this trial and getting something on this. I mean,
the screenplay's right there.
Yeah.
It's there.
And the picture of the Scarface, it wasn't like they just had a poster up there, okay? They had like a mural painted on the wall, mm-hmm. of Tony Montana. Scarface, another great movie that has a lot of crossing over, by the way, to Breaking Bad. If you go back and watch Scarface, the guy in Breaking Bad, the time that Gus killed the guy, even though he drank the same poison, mm-hmm. you remember that?
Yes.
And then Gus had set up a hospital like a mile away in the desert where he had all the, so he could get treated for it.
Yes.
That guy who was played like the big mean drug dealer down in Mexico, he was the young, stupid guy that was with Scarface.
Really?
Who had the sister.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, that was the same. You know, so a lot of these crossovers from these people, that if you're into drug movie, you'll be in a lot of different shows with the drug, or gangster movie. Like the same actors that are in Goodfellas are in Godfather, are in Godfather 2, are in Casino.
You just have a look to you and they say, yeah, that's the guy we need.
Yeah, and they all kind of run together. Mm-hmm. I mean, they really do, the movies. But I tweeted this out this week. I was watching Goodfellas and I had forgotten how good Goodfellas was.
It's unbelievable.
It's so good. And yes. I said, I think it's better than Godfather.
Agree.
And I think it's better than Godfather 2.
Some people might fight you on that.
A lot of people did. In fact, Winnesota says you better take that back. Those are fighting words.
I agree with you.
I find
the Godfather movies just a little bit slower for me.
Godfather 2, which is the one that they all rave about, and I guess technically in all this it's really cool, but it's pretty boring. It's Godfather 1 is a lot of quote unquote fun. I mean, it's not as serious as it reminds me more of The Sopranos. The Sopranos is really a dark comedy is what it really is. And by the way, I'm going to say this before we get out of here, before we take our first break. Godfather and Breaking Bad are almost identical. No, not Godfather. Sopranos and Breaking Bad are the same exact television series. They are both men having midlife crises,
mm-hmm.
and like if you say, "Hey, you're a lawyer, have a midlife crisis," well, that might be somewhat interesting, but not nearly as interesting as a gangster having a midlife crisis or a guy who, because of his midlife crisis, turns into the greatest meth dealer in the world. Okay, those are really, if you really will go back and watch these, you know, well, Walter White has a cancer diagnosis, and then the show became so successful he lived for like 5 years.
That's right.
You know, so we have to overlook some of those things. But anyway, that's what we got. Coming up next, I've got to figure out what I've got coming up next. I want to talk about a different story. We are going to have Jacob Fry on.
Yes.
At 108. So listen to that about his step where he went out and is basically redoing. He's going to continue the police reform that was when the Fed stepped out of it. We'll talk to that. And when we come back after this, we'll be back.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Little Chris Stapleton. You know, I listen to Pandora a lot, or you know, I guess Odyssey now. Is that?
Of course you do.
Of course I do. I say that there's, when you have those rate, you say, hey, Odyssey, just play me Casey and the Sunshine Band station. And mm-hmm. you're going to get like music like Casey and the Sunshine Band. There's not a single musical genre out there where I haven't heard a Chris Stapleton song pop up on the feed. Almost anything. I bet if I did Beethoven, he'd probably pop up on the screen.
I think so.
I think he would.
I think he would. Yeah, he's tremendous.
He should. You know, later at 1:08, we're going to talk to Mayor Fry about how he, instead of cowering at the presence of our 47th president, doubling down by issuing an executive order on Tuesday, directing city staff to implement the terms of the federal police reform agreement that was abandoned by the Trump administration last month. We'll talk to him about that. So he is not backing down from Trump. And we're going to talk in a second about Betty McCollum, who is not backing down from Trump's defense secretary. But before we get to that, how about Elon Musk just backing down? Everyone seems to back down to Trump. And we got two Minnesota politicians, Mayor Fry and Betty McCollum of my district, not backing down. So that's a great thing to see.
Yeah.
What are you pointing at something there?
I'm CNN breaking news. Brian Wilson of the Beach Boys,
you know,
has passed away at 82.
I thought when they were doing the news, I heard a Beach Boys song while we were just kind of chatting, and I immediately thought one of the Beach Boys must have passed away, because why would you be playing a Beach Boys song during the
I missed that. But yeah, Elon, anyway, back to Elon.
Yes.
Sending the tweet out last night saying some of what he said last week, what he posted, was over the line.
Yeah.
It's basically what he said. And
You just wonder what kind of deal he got. Don't you? I mean, I can't take those guys seriously. You know, maybe he just really is. Trump never apologizes, right?
No.
I mean, if you go back and watch the show, Richard Stone, where is Richard Stone? He says one rule, never apologize, never back down, never admit you're wrong. And Trump follows that script 100% of the time.
That's the playbook. Absolutely.
That's the playbook. So Elon didn't get that memo, apparently. But a lot of people back down to Trump.
Yeah.
Because they want to be in his sphere of power.
We or, you know, it could be when, you know, Trump said, hey, by the way, we're going to pull all those government contracts from SpaceX and from Tesla and all the other things, all the billions that we're funneling towards your businesses. Hey, do you still want that money? Maybe send out a little note over X, would you?
That's exactly what happened. You know, that's exactly what happened. Well, Betty McCollum, from the 4th Judicial District and the ranking member of the House Appropriations Subcommittee on Defense, earlier this week, going after Trump on, first she issued a statement where she said President Trump is deliberately escalating the situation in Los Angeles by calling up the National Guard without a request from Governor Newsom. This decision is downright dangerous. Secretary Hegseth's statement implying active duty Marines could also be called up is outrageous. The active duty military has absolutely no legal role in a domestic law enforcement. President Trump and Secretary Hegseth should read the Constitution and follow the law. Well, she was in a hearing yesterday. She was in a hearing yesterday, and she was questioning Defense Secretary Hegseth, and here's how it went.
What is the current cost for what is taking place in California, and how is it going to affect this budget or the budget we're currently serving under? How much are these deployments going to cost for both the Marines and the National Guard? And what training or duties are not taking place because of these deployments? Where in your limited budget, sir, are you going to find, in the remainder of this fiscal year, are you going to pull the money to cover these deployments? What holes are being created?
Well, Congresswoman, thank you for the question. You are right. We are both originally from Minnesota, which is why I recall 2020 quite well, when Governor Walz abandoned a police precinct and allowed it to be burned to the ground, and also allowed five days of chaos to occur inside the streets of Minneapolis. The police precinct, ma'am, was abandoned and burned to the ground. And because of that, the National Guard was eventually far too late mobilized. And President Trump recognizes a situation like that, improperly handled by a governor, like it was by Governor Walz, if it gets out of control, is a bad situation for the citizens of any location. So in Los Angeles, we believe that ICE, which is a federal law enforcement agency, has the right to safely conduct operations in any state and any jurisdiction in the country, especially after 21 million illegals have crossed our border under the previous administration. ICE ought to be able to do its job, whether it's Minneapolis or Los Angeles.
I have limited time. I asked a budget question. Could the secretary please address the budget? Thank you.
By the way, your point about your reaction to what Mr. Hegseth said.
One of the things that stuck out to me when this happened yesterday was twice him saying that during the George Floyd riots, the precinct burned to the ground. No, it didn't.
It is still there.
And the Democrats would be a lot happier if it had burned to the ground, because maybe they'd have come up with a plan, you know, in the last 5 years to figure out what they're going to do, instead of having J.D. Vance show up during the election, as they're running, and do a photo op outside of it. Say, hey, look at this. This is your Democrats right here.
Yep. And it's an eyesore. I mean, and it just brings back that, hey, you know, hey, look. We all know, we all remember this 5 years ago. Minnesota had never seen something like this. I mean, others, you know, I remember back in the late 60s when Detroit was rioting. We all remember the Rodney King riots. Maybe some of us don't, but we do. And there's both sides. The Democrats are saying, look, you have a right to protest. Okay. We're going to protect your right to protest. But once it becomes violent, we're going to try to stop you. And they weren't prepared for that. I mean, in all fairness, they weren't prepared for that the first night.
No.
And they really weren't prepared for it the second night either. I think it was finally the third night when they finally brought in some help from the National Guard.
Well, and it was a slow start with the George Floyd riot, because that first night it was bad weather. It was rainy. It was cold. And they kind of figured, oh, I guess this isn't going to be much. Well, they were very, very, very wrong. And then once it got heavy, once it got violent, still very slow on a response.
But let's not though look at the other side of it. I mean, right now, they essentially, Trump, essentially, by the way he's going after these people in Los Angeles, Paramount, here, he's doing it in a way that is very aggressive.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's basically caused the riots, if you ask me. He's caused the riots, and now he seems to revel in it, and now he sent 2,000 National Guards. And he's got 700 Marines on the ground. In the history of our country, has, other than Civil War, other than that, have there been military units going up against American citizens? No, not that I'm aware of. Is there anybody? Can anybody bring me an example of that? And look, we don't know that the Marines in this case have been deployed. They're there. I'm not seeing any reports saying that they're out in the streets doing anything. They've just moved in from 29 Palms, which is out in Palm Desert, and they're in the area, so they could show up. I have not heard that they did. I've read everything I can on it. But the mere thought that there's going to be military people in a situation where these people are protesting and maybe unlawfully, where they should be arrested and they should be charged, is one thing. But finally, the other thing, Pete Hegseth to sit there and say, you know, we have to call in the National Guard because Minnesota didn't. That never happened on January 6th, did it? Did they ever call the National Guard in there? Or if they did, it was way too late. So this is all political driven. You know, it is all political driven. And look, the Democrats generally are going to protect people's rights to protest, maybe to a fault sometimes.
Yes.
That they let it go. And the Republicans are going to stop you from protesting. And if they have to use violence to do it, they're going to do it. There is the difference, in my opinion, when we get there. Coming up next, the Southern Baptists are at it again.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Corzo in for Chad on this Wednesday here in the Twin Cities. Kind of a cloudy, smoky Wednesday. And I'm sure I've heard Chad lament with weather like this in the spring. It's been brutal. It's been a brutal spring.
Yeah. And we've had the first 2 weeks of May were fantastic.
Yep.
Since then, it's been garbage.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, I've always been in the position that summer really doesn't start. We all know summer doesn't start on what is the date it's supposed to start on?
June 21st.
It is right. I'm gonna say summer doesn't really start until June 15th. I mean, it's early June is not much better than May most of the time.
Feels like it should be, but June, overrated.
Yeah. July is the best. July and August. Within everything. July, August, September is really the best. Anyway, the Southern Baptists are at it again. Instead of following the teachers of Jesus, we'll talk about that. Yeah, we're going to talk a little religion on here, but I have an expert I'm bringing in via an Instagram post coming in a couple of seconds. And they are following the lead of Christian nationals. Southern Baptist delegates at their national meeting overwhelmingly endorsed a ban on same-sex marriage, including a call for a reversal of a U.S. Supreme Court's 10-year-old precedent legalizing it nationwide. They also called for legislators to curtail sports betting and to support policies that promote childbearing. Okay, the votes Tuesday came at the gathering of more than 10,000 church representatives at the annual meeting of the nation's largest Protestant denomination. The wide-ranging resolution doesn't use the word ban, but it left no room for legal same-sex marriage and calling for the, quote, overturning of laws and court rulings, including Obergefell v. Hodges, that's the Supreme Court case that legalized gay marriage in the United States, that defy God's design for marriage and family. Further, the resolution affirmatively calls for laws that affirm marriage between one man and one woman. Well, I can tell you, there is a person out there, there's a Republican conservative Christian legislature in Texas who disagrees with the Southern Baptists. His name is James Talarco. And here is what he said recently about the alleged right-wing Christians are treated, about the way alleged right-wing Christians are treating their neighbors.
In Scripture, Jesus befriended people that others called sinners. The only people in the Bible that Jesus condemned were religious leaders who used religion to hurt others. Being a Christian is about loving thy neighbor, not bullying LGBTQ people. Being a Christian is about loving thy neighbor, not chasing pregnant women across state lines. Being a Christian is about loving thy neighbor, not harassing librarians, silencing teachers, and defunding our schools. I refuse to let Christian nationalists twist a religion of love to justify their hate.
Talarco, a Texas legislature who I've followed on Twitter for a long time. And it kind of goes back to years ago when Michelle Bachmann was running for president. And, you know, Michelle Bachmann and her husband, I think, had adopted more than 10 children, you know. And so she's really living the life. I mean, she's taken the fact that they had some resources and she's using it for the good of people that need help. And to me, I would applaud her for that. But every time she got up in front and when she was running for president, she would always be, you know, LGBTQ issues, don't give them rights. No. In other words, taking the Bible and saying that we need to do what the Bible says when we don't. Even in the New Testament, Jesus said, leave unto Rome what is Caesar's, leave unto me what is mine. Point being, it's not for local governments to legislate morality. It's for local governments to legislate so that you're not hurting other people or you're not doing something that's dangerous or harmful to somebody. And so if two women want to get married or two men want to get married, how are they hurting anybody else? They're not. You think that's morally wrong. You also probably think drinking is morally wrong. You might think that, but we don't get rid of those things. Now, drinking might be one that would make sense since people do get hurt because other people drink. People do get hurt when other people use drugs. So there are, but so many people want it. We want it and the legislatures let us do it. And there's nothing wrong with trying to pass laws that you want, but you have to understand that if it's going to alienate your neighbors, which is what James Talarco said, then you're really not doing the Christian. I don't see Jesus coming down on earth looking now and giving a thumbs up to MAGA. I just don't.
No, I think he would have some things to say.
I think you'd give a thumbs up to James Talarco, though.
I think he might. I think he absolutely might. I was, you know, as we listened to that soundbite, he talked obviously about LGBTQ, specifically gay marriage, and he mentions chasing pregnant women across state lines.
Yes.
Which doesn't seem like a nice thing to do. I see the difference, though. I see the difference. If you're anti-gay marriage, I find it ridiculous that you would make that your highest priority to stop two people who love each other, two men, two women, whoever,
from getting married.
Yeah. I don't see how that impacts you. I don't see how that impacts life, how that impacts society in a terrible way. If you're pro-life and you feel like, you know, an abortion is an absolute affront, if you feel like abortion is murder, I see why maybe you don't chase pregnant women across state lines. Maybe you don't harass, but I can certainly see why you go to a Planned Parenthood clinic, for instance, and protest.
Protest, yep. When we, like I said, you can protest. Peaceful protesting is as American as it gets.
Yes.
Okay. I mean, you go back to the Colin Kaepernick where he was taking a knee on the sidelines. That's as peaceful as it gets. And look, if his employer said you can't do it on your work time, so if the NFL wanted to say you can't do that, they would probably be in their rights. Now, again, they have a collective bargaining agreement, so that's the rules of the road. Although, you and I are, when you go on radio here, you're in a union, right? We have the union that does that. And, I can't say whatever I want on this station. I mean, I don't have freedom of speech on this station. Mm-hmm. I could say a lot of things they'd never bring me back.
Yes.
Because that's my employer. My employer can tell me what to do when I'm on the job.
Yes.
That's within reason, right? And that's reasonable. I'm on a radio station. I'm representing the station. If I say really horrible things that they don't want me to say, they can fire me.
And they could probably make a case to say, we also can fire you for things you do off the job. Specifically in a radio situation, if you're a public figure, Colin Kaepernick thinks he could say or do when he's not technically on the field or on the air. Stations could say that reflects badly on us.
And the thing about that public protest, though, is this: the NFL said it's okay, you can do it. We're not going to stop you from doing it. We're going to let you have that freedom. And he did it. And I was down. I was at a speaking engagement once, the Dairy Queen Franchisee Association, and I had to follow. I'm speaking as a lawyer, as their lawyer, and I had to follow Joe Theismann. Who gave this incredible speech, right? I mean, Joe Theismann had given that speech probably 800 times.
Just how much he loves DQ?
He's telling his football stories.
Yes.
I mean, and he was a broadcaster. It was an incredible story, right? And I got up but I'm sitting at the table beforehand, just kind of meeting these people that are DQ franchisees. And there was a young couple there, there was a couple there, and their kids were maybe like 10, 11, 12, and they were all wearing a Jacksonville Jaguar gear. And this was 2017 when the Jaguars went to the AFC championship game.
Sure, okay.
And almost beat, wasn't it? They almost beat the Patriots, I think.
Yeah, you're right. Close. They had a heck of a defense that year, right? The Jags.
And I said, man, you guys, you must be loving this season. You must be loving this season you must be loving the season because you're finally good. And she goes, we're not even watching the games. I said, why? Because the NFL is supporting that Colin Kaepernick guy. So and somebody asked me, what do you think about that? They said to me, I said, well, now I'm, toeing the line. I said, look, my belief is that peaceful protest is not un-American. That's as American as it gets. Notice what I'm saying. Peaceful protest. And if his employer is letting him do a peaceful protest, and he's doing it in a way that isn't harming anybody. He's not harming the flag. He said, it's harming it's really harming. The military doesn't really like it. And then the military guy came out and said, no, you can protest. That's why we're in the military. That's why we're free to do it. Go protest. As long as you're not hurting anybody, go protest.
Well, it's like anything else. Some people in the military probably hated it. Others said,
sure, just like anybody else.
Yep, go ahead. That's fine.
They hated it because it's against their views. And there's no wrong. I can sit there and say, I don't support Colin Kaepernick. I don't agree with that. That's your prerogative. But you can't say he shouldn't be able to do it. Like I said, his employer could say that, but his employer said, go ahead and do it. So he did. So and that's kind of the same thing here with the Baptists I don't think that this law is going to be overturned. I mean, it's been around for years, 36 states it's legal. The feds are going to make it legal. You don't even hear people, the MAGA people, even talking about this. They got other issues they're ruling about, not this. But anyway, I think James Talarco, I think we can all learn something from him. When we come back, fast food used to be cheap, not anymore. Time for a Lindis time check. Now, I don't have my clock with me. What is it? It's
12:51 right now.
12:51 and 17 seconds. Lindis time check here on 830 WCCO. Time to install Minnesota made Infinity. Oh, that's, is that the right? Yeah. Time to install. You shouldn't have me read ad.
Minnesota made Infinity from Marvin Windows.
There you go.
Now that's right. Receive 50% off installation now through the end of the month.
Thank you. Appreciate that. Now the microphone's falling apart.
You've got all sorts of issues.
I really do. This thing is not, it's like loose or something.
I think Carter sabotaged you.
He might have. you know, fast food used to, you know, fast food, they're always pushing fast, right? I represent only franchisees, so I represent a lot of QSRs, quick service restaurants, you know, Burger King's, McDonald's, Dairy Queen's, and you know, one of the big issues is, you know, you got to be fast. You got to be fast. You got to, franchisors putting a lot of pressure on you to get the food out there fast. So fast food used to also be equatable with cheap food.
Yeah.
But not so much anymore. Food and Wine magazine did a report, and in that report, they report that 78% of Americans now view fast food as a luxury. Now, here are some stats. Fast food prices are rising across the nation, with the average combo meal now costing more than $11.50. In San Francisco, it can go as high as $13.88. Fast food workers in several major U.S. cities can't afford the meals they serve. For instance, workers in Atlanta need to work nearly 45 minutes to afford a $10.13 meal, compared to the national average of 12.3 minutes worked per meal across all occupations. So you think about that, and I guess it's just like anything else in our society. But I'll tell you what, like I said, I don't go to, we talked about this last time I was on, I don't go to fast food very often. But when I do, because no, not so much because I'm that concerned about cost, but I'm kind of concerned about getting a little taste of it. And so I always go to those like little dollar menus where you can get like a dollar cheeseburger at McDonald's. You can get like a, you could get two Whoppers Jr. for $5. That's cheap.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty cheap. And you've, you know, and I usually, just because I know that these franchisees are not making much money on me, I will then buy the Diet Coke for $1.50 that costs them about 10 cents
yep.
to make. But I go, because I'm just trying to help them. But if you don't buy that, you still can get fast food stuff.
You can.
At a reasonable price. Now, your go-to fast food place, I think you said, is Arby's.
I love the Arby's, and we always have. I mean, if you're going to Arby's without a coupon, you're doing it wrong, because they show up in the mail every single month.
They do?
Oh, yes. Oh, well, we get.
I've never gotten an Arby's coupon.
Oh, we get the whole sheet of coupons, or you can go. I mean, every place in America now, fast food or otherwise, has an app that you can go to get deals, or if you just check on their website, you can, you know, find some random deal of the week. Maybe that applies to what you want, maybe it doesn't. But yeah, I mean there, Arby's, if I can go 4 for $10 on the roast beef sandwiches for the family, let's do that right now.
That is a good idea. I guess I am way too lazy. In fact, like, I don't like ordering food on the app before. I like to just go in, and I'm a Luddite, you know. That's You know what a Luddite mm-hmm. is? Yeah, I mean, mm-hmm. I heard a great podcast once about the Luddite. It was a guy named Luddite or something like that, and he didn't want to allow the they were afraid tractors were going to ruin farming. I believe it might have gone back further than that. It's kind of like what I say about being a Luddite. There will be a day, you know, long after I'm dead, when people will look back and say, just like we look back and say, how did we survive without the internet? You know, the internet's only like 25, 30 years old. I remember back in the day when I was working at 1500 with David Brower. It was like 1995, and he was already on the internet. I go, the internet? What's the internet? I didn't have no idea. He was like, get stuff for the show that we were working on. He'd get stuff. You know, I probably wasn't on the internet until 2000, I think. But I remember a friend of mine once, when the iPhone came out, says that'll never work because the face doesn't have the buttons on it. So, you know, another guy that was a Luddite.
Yeah, it worked. Well, okay.
But they'll look back years from now and look back and say, I can't believe human beings actually drove their own cars. I can't believe that people existed without AI. Now, AI might take us out. That's the fear. But I think that's human beings are naturally afraid of change.
Yeah.
And some of it's reasonable. I mean, if you're afraid it's going to take your jobs, for example, I get that. If it's going to take your jobs, you wouldn't like it. But it seems like technology tends to create more jobs. And when and technology seems to take things that should be easy and oftentimes makes them more difficult, don't you think? I mean, now when you're applying for a job or something, you got to go on that little screen and you got to do the thing on there and you got to punch the buttons and then you accidentally, you know, don't hit save and it's gone. And you got to do it again. When you just fill it out by hand, it'd be like twice. You know, that's supposed to be better, but it's really not better.
Yeah, and if you don't have the right keywords in your cover letter, AI is going to toss it anyway, and all that work you put in for hours is gone in 30 seconds.
I'm telling you, I know I need to learn how to use AI and ChatGPT better, but I was creating a mediation submission once, and I said, I'm going to try a little ChatGPT, and I looked at it. I thought it was okay. I was working on this file with another partner of mine, and he goes, Scott, that's the worst that's the worst memorandum I've ever seen you write. And I kind of said, well, I guess I'll go back and start. I said, I tried AI. He goes, don't do that again.
No.
I mean, and on top of that, you know, AI has stuff in there where it just makes stuff up.
Yeah.
I mean, it will do that a lot.
AI can be wrong, and they've been very wrong at times.
There was a lawyer who handed in a brief, and he hands in the brief, and it cited cases that didn't exist. So the guy has ChatGPT write a brief for him and then doesn't go back and check to make sure that it's right. When we come back at the top of the hour, we're going to be joined by Minneapolis Mayor Fry. He will join us right after the break to talk about his decision to restart the what essentially was driven by the consent decree to reform the Minneapolis Police Department here on 830 WCCO.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.